Sustainably chic, textile retailers and manufacturing units are embracing innovative strategies. As the third largest contributor to global textile waste, India's textile sector is facing pressure to adopt eco-friendly practices. In response, both retailers and manufacturing units are embracing innovative strategies. Millennials and Gen Zers are tied to trending fashion. For them, fashion is a lifestyle, and it better be fresh and fast. Latest trend has become the Holy Grail, pushing brands to design and deliver at breakneck speed. However, there is a cost in keeping up with trends. According to a McKinsey report, global apparel consumption is set to reach 102 million tons by 2030, driven largely by fast fashion and obsession with the latest trends. Sayuj Thekavariath, partner, Climate Change and Sustainability Services, EY India, says demand for cheap, trendy clothing drives high-volume, low-margin manufacturing that undermines environmental and social sustainability. Nonetheless, the textile industry, both globally and at home, is facing a mounting pressure to adopt eco-friendly practices that reduce the environmental impact while fostering growth. The True Cost. A 2015 documentary, The True Cost, reveals that mass production of cheap garments leads to water pollution, excessive textile waste, and use of harmful chemicals, particularly in developing countries such as India and Bangladesh. A UNDP report says that every year, 92 million tons of textile waste is produced globally. While production doubled from 2000 to 2015, the duration of garment use decreased by 36%. An estimated 17% textile waste ends up in landfills. The industry contributes 8 to 10% to the total greenhouse gas emissions. India is the sixth largest textile exporter. The sector contributes 2.3% to GDP, 13% to industrial production, and 12% to exports. The domestic textile industry accounts for a 4.5% share of global trade, with the US and the EU accounting for 47% of India's textile and apparel imports. Approximately 7.8 million tons, or 8.5% of global textile waste, is accumulated in India every year, according to a report by IDH and Sattva Consulting. The demand for man-made fiber textiles, which includes materials such as polyester, acrylic, viscose fiber, and modal, has been increasing globally as a substitute for cotton amidst changes in global fashion trends. At present, man-made fiber dominates global textile fiber consumption with a 72% share. Analysts point out to the damage caused by polyester and nylon. Large-scale use of synthetic fibers contributes significantly to Scope 3 emissions and microplastic pollution, says Thekavariath. Sustainability and innovation. The government's National Technical Textiles Mission, launched with a 1,480 crore outlay in 2020, aims to push technical textiles across flagship programs and strategic sectors. Rebates for renewable energy, low-carbon process tech, and ETP-ZLD, effluent textile plants, zero liquid discharge in textile mills could incentivize sustainable practices, says Thekavariath. As the government pushes for decarbonization, companies have also stepped up their ESG efforts. Raymond Littad has introduced dope-dyed wool to replace traditional white polyester wool, cutting dye use and slashing energy consumption. The company reduced its Scope 1 emissions by 1.84% in FY24. Reliance Retail, which operates brands such as Reliance Trends and Agio, is fully committed to reducing emissions. The company is advancing sustainable polyester technologies. Fashion brand Trent, which owns popular retail chains Zudio and Westside, is also embracing sustainability, concentrating on product lifecycle, materials, and customer safety. It has collaborated with waste management company Wisebin for plastic waste recycling. Another leading fashion retail company, Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail, ABFRL, is advancing its decade-old Re-Earth vision into sustainability 2.0 by adopting sustainable sourcing and production practices to enhance circularity and improve the product lifecycle. With tech's help, the evolving technological landscape is helping companies in their initiatives. ABFRL is using artificial intelligence, AI, to enhance innovation and integrate greener processes. Sharmila Senthil Raja, Vice President and Industry Platform Leader for Consumer Products and Retail India, Capgemini, says, AI is streamlining inventory management, reducing overproduction, and enabling more responsible sourcing decisions. Blockchain ensures transparency and traceability throughout the supply chain. Startups and MSMEs are not behind. Gurugram-based clothing manufacturer and supplier Ziode is harnessing AI to forecast trends and streamline on-demand production. This tech-driven approach ensures faster turnaround and reduced waste. Our adaptable MOQ, minimum order quality, lets brands produce exactly what they need, cutting waste and supporting a data-driven path to scale, says co-founder Ankit Jaipuria. Waste to wearables. Some emerging brands are also trying to bring intangible change. Hyderabad-based Nicobar uses fabrics like certified 100% organic cotton, recycled polyester, Tencel fabric made from regenerated cellulose fibers, biodegradable Bemberg, and bamboo fabric instead of polyester. Similarly, New Delhi-based Dudelage is turning plastic bottles to fusion wear. Fashion with conscience. Sustainability shouldn't be limited to a buzzword anymore. It should be a way of life. But are Indian shoppers ready to ditch fast fashion? According to a 2023 Bain & Company report, over 65% of urban consumers say they're concerned about climate change, but only 13% actively factor sustainability into fashion purchases. Thekavariath says strategies such as storytelling through QR-coded labels showing environmental impact can be leveraged to increase awareness. Globally, countries like Sweden and France are already nudging both brands and buyers toward circular fashion. Meanwhile, the EU's Green Deal mandates that by 2025, all EU member states must establish separate textile waste collection systems. Closer home, Bangladesh and Vietnam have embraced sustainability through factory-level certifications like LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and HIG Index. Bangladesh's Green Garment Factories movement, backed by global buyers, now boasts over 200 LEED-certified units. As India steps up decarbonization, its textile industry has the potential to lead the way, but it would require more than just talk to achieve this.